All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we are lucky to have you as the listeners. We have a special guest with us today, Matt. Say what's up.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
That's Matt.
Maddie, Matt Warburton.
Who you know from our Instagram and our What Do I Know segment and all that good stuff. But go ahead and follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Hit up our website at lifesabinge.com. Patreon.com/lifesabinge to be a contributing member of that, like our wonderful patrons Tony and David, and our honorary bingers out there. So you guys are all superb and fantastic, and we love you.
I've been slacking a little bit on my creative Instagram posts.
You son of a bitch.
So I need to
do
get back
more
on there.
Frigging dishes.
I tell you, it never gets old.
It doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
I think I had one that's just sitting there.
I also like that you just like take your camera out and you're like, look, I'm watching dolphins jump. And Life's a Binge pops up.
Right.
I'm like, this doesn't make any sense.
Not at all, but that's what I like about it. That's what I like.
I could be better at it myself. I felt like I started a little bit strong.
I think we were all on a hot streak for a little while.
See what happens when I stop saying post stuff on Instagram? Everyone stops posting. You gave me so much shit because I was yelling at everyone.
Nobody said anything.
I know. I was yelling at myself. It's all my fault.
I got to say, with the new theme song that you have,
yes.
The BJ theme song, every time I hear it, I'm right back at the Blarney Stone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, you remember... you remember that song?
Tangent.
I do, yeah.
We haven't even started.
Do you remember that song? Because I played it way back in the day.
You did, a few times. Yeah, I absolutely remember that song. It made a big impression. Like, this is the first BJ original of many to come.
That's true. It was like that. That was the first song I ever really wrote.
Of many. You know? Yeah. And then we're like, oh, I wish we had a theme song. I wish we had a theme song forever. And then you're like, oh, I have a song. It's like, what were you doing this whole time? Not playing this song.
I'm not even thinking about that song.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even thinking about it.
True that. So. But anywho, everyone out there, let's get this show rolling. So go ahead and breathe in with us.
Life's a binge.
Right?
Yeah. And now the show's live.
That reminds me of
Tangent Train.
Who's the hyena cartoon
in Lion King?
No, the there's like a character who laughs.
Oh, there's like a wolf from like the old school,
yeah,
like droopy cartoons, the Hanna-Barbera's,
something like that. Yeah,
he's like a wolf or like a dog. He's like a wolf.
Yeah,
or like a fox, or maybe a lion, like a dumb lion. He's a big cat looking thing. Cat slash dog looking thing.
With asthma?
Yeah, but that's how
but
he laughs.
He
laughs like BJ.
He like...
Yeah, absolutely.
Which isn't my last
What's
laugh.
Up? What's up?
What's
up? What's up, man? And man?
Men?
What's up, men? What's up, man? Anything what's up? Anything interesting happening in life?
Nothing nobody wants to hear. Oh, I got my garden planted, or not partly planted, I
should
say.
Some tomatoes, I understand.
Tomatoes, some squash, or zucchini, I should say. Some peppers. And then the beans from last year just happened to happen by themselves.
Coming back?
Yep, and they went right back up the poles, and they're growing, and there's already beans.
Well, there you go.
And like with
zero effort.
Yeah. Zero effort.
That's the best kind of beans.
No, I put a shit ton of effort into that stupid garden because I had to like weed it. And then I don't know if you noticed over here, but I've like, you probably didn't, but on the other side there, where they left it. It used to be Jasmine there.
Yeah, the big old Jasmine plant.
Which they ripped out, and now it's a big gaping nothing.
Right.
And so...
you should have left the Jasmine. That stuff smelled great.
It did. It smelled fantastic.
God, it was like the night Jasmine, too.
Well, no, there was a night Jasmine tree over here that would pop up.
Got it.
And then it didn't do it every year, but like, it would like every so often at night, like, whoa, it's really strong. But like for a month, that jasmine would bloom, and you'd be like, oh my.
Nice.
It smelled so good.
That's bomb.
That's, I was so mad at my.
For ripping it out?
Yes. and like just.
Just plant more. Oops.
Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't plant. Anyway, right. Don't get me started on my living situation. But anyway, my garden is coming in.
Yes.
It's got a little bit more. I also got house plants, which was part of the other making our
actual
home.
Indoor ones?
Yeah, making our house a home again.
Now, I cannot take care of indoor plants. I fail every time. I don't know what it is, and I don't know what I do wrong, but I stink at it.
Have you tried a cactus?
Oh, I have. Yep. Yep.
I tried one of those.
Succulents. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I tried one of those and I left it out in the front yard and forgot about it. And now it's huge. Yeah. I'm like, exactly. Wow, I didn't kill this.
I'm good. I got skills.
I totally didn't touch this for 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. These are just regular houseplants that I got. I got 3 different kinds, like a big, sort of a big leafy one. But man, plants just make everything better.
Yeah.
Everything
true,
better.
True that.
And that's why I was mad. Anyway, not even forgot to talk about the stupid landlord.
Nope, just going to rile you up.
It will. And then you know what? I'm just going to I'm just create the reality
breathe
I want and
breathe
you know.
Out. So. Breathe in. Breathe out. Anything else? No, just gardening. That's it. That's it with you.
Yeah.
And you've not been feeling well.
But yeah,
we're glad to have you back.
No one wants to hear that.
Yeah, but we're glad to have you back. You don't have to say the story. Yeah. I wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
Now I'm feeling better.
Yeah, I am feeling better.
There you go.
I know that if I would have worked yesterday, I would have passed out.
It would have been
bad news. Yeah. And so today, like my first show, I was like, boy.
Here we go.
But like just enough. It was funny, like, because there's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of energy. And so like you come out and... You know, aloha, you know, welcome everybody, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, their little, in my brain, the little workers are going, everybody, calm down, like, reel it back, you know, like, trying to, like.
We've gone a little too far.
So, and then I was telling my buddy Josh that, who works at the rope climb, and he was like, dude, that's like SpongeBob. Do you ever see the SpongeBob episode where he's like, forget everything you learned about everything and just, and only focus on fine dining. And so there's all these little SpongeBobs in his head ripping out everything and throwing everything away. And they're like, what's your name, sir? And he's like, my name? And then they're like, quick! And they're like trying to like go through all the trash to try to find it. I'm like, dude, I have to see that. I haven't seen it, but like I'm dying to see that.
Yeah,
how was the volcano song? Do you still do that?
I still do that, yeah. And that goes over well. It goes over well.
I know that's more of the physically demanding songs that you do.
A little bit, yeah.
So... Were you okay then?
I did. I kind of like, you know, reeled it in. And like literally the little men in my head are kind of like, easy, whoa, slow down. And so, made it work. Made it work.
Nice.
Yep. So that's what's up.
I married my sister.
Nice, dude. It's about time, man. And you know what?
She's been
fuck
wanting
society.
She's been wanting me to say that this whole time. I was like, it sounds weird. She's like, just say it. And by that, I mean I was the officiant at my sister's wedding.
And how'd that go?
It went well. I wrote the whole thing myself and like had a couple jokes in there that landed pretty solidly.
Was that your first officiant?
It sure was.
And what do you think? You want to do it again?
I don't know. Maybe if somebody wants me to. I'm not gonna make business cards or anything. But it went. Yeah, it was fine.
Now, when your sister gets the bill, she's gonna be
right. Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
She'll be all right.
Yeah.
Was it nerve wracking? I did the same thing. I married my sister when she got married.
You guys, where have I been? I'm gonna marry my sister.
Get in the club, man.
But like, they kind of like prepped me and said, saying like, okay, just so you know. No pressure or anything, but this like is going to be on video forever as their special moment.
Right,
so if you like mess this up at all.
No, hers was super, super casual. It was at my brother's like backyard, just like a small little intimate thing. And I had free reign to do and say whatever I wanted. And yeah, it was awesome though.
That's cool.
But yeah, that's about it with me. It was kind of a big deal, but you know, that's really all that's what's up with me. Anything interesting happened in your life, Matthew?
Well, recently.
No, okay.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I saw a friend's band called the Brain Ghosts over at
That's a good name.
Yeah, what used to be Bar Dynamite, it's now called Blonde Bar, right next to Lucha Libre.
El Cajon, right? Oh no, no, no! I'm thinking. Yeah, else.
Yeah, right next to Lucha Libre.
Is this in East County? No, here.
Yeah, it's like a kind of like old townish. Would you say?
Yeah, it's like right by India Street.
It seems like Washington Bar Dynamite kind of rings
Washington
a bell.
Washington and India, I believe.
Yeah. So Bar Dynamite used to be a bar. It still is a bar, but the name's changed.
Washington, India, over by Shakespeare's
yes.
and stuff?
Okay. Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, it's been a long time since I've really been a part of going out and seeing, bands and stuff. Because back in the day,
I tell you.
You got Reeve Oliver and Bad Credit.
Oh, for sure,
and,
man.
Never heard of them. They suck.
Yeah. But yeah, it was so cool to go to Casbah and knowing everybody there and stuff. And those were fun times. Nice. And
I used to go see you at Soda Bar, man.
This was reminiscent of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Matt's old band.
That's right. Audio Out.
Yep. Woo.
Yep.
Nice. Well, let's get a move on.
That's what's up.
Oh, you got the new edit in.
Of course, man.
Nice.
Why would you not trust that I would?
This just in. So we got movie pass news.
Oh, they suck.
Well, no. Okay, so you
they
heard.
They suck.
So you heard.
It's now the too good to be true thing is coming true. And, oh, man, I'm.
All right, now hold on. Slow your roll a little bit. Because, since we've heard that they are limiting it to 4 movies a month,
I still believe that that's for new subscribers only.
Anyway, they've changed it. They've changed it back already.
To what?
To unlimited. Again.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. The new one's like any theater, any day, any movie, unless you've already seen it.
Now you still can't see duplicates, correct?
Well, and were you telling me that was always the case?
No. I saw Black Panther twice. I saw Star Wars twice.
I didn't think it was the case either. Other people were telling me, that's always the case. I'm like,
nope.
I don't think so.
I saw many.
Because I'm like, I'm going to go see Avengers 6 times at least.
Yep.
Well, not at least, but.
And then now when you even pull it up, you click on it.
I
and it
see
says,
that.
You've already seen this.
Choose something else.
Yep. Boo.
It's still good.
It is. Oh,
it's still good.
It's the biggest, bait and switch thing that I've seen in a long time where they were like, hey, we just lowered our prices down, but you have to pay for the whole year for this excellent see whatever movie you want once a day thing. And everyone's like, sweet, only $80. We plugged the shit out of it. They're not sponsors of ours, but we're like, do it.
Right.
And then everyone went and paid their $80 for the year. So you can't, get a refund. I mean, maybe you can,
but
you pay for the year and then they're like, oh, by the way, you can't see every movie all the time ever. You can only see it one time and 4 per month. And you say they switched back the 4 per month thing to unlimited.
They did,
but it's like, oh, man. And they, oh, man. It just riled me up so bad.
Just running in place.
I was ready to cancel. I was, ready to cancel it.
Yep. But I'm glad they didn't because it's still good. It's not too good to be true.
It's not too good to be true.
But
that is correct.
Because it is true.
Yeah.
even at 4 movies, though, because
I don't think I've gone to 4 movies in a month.
When I went to see Super Troopers 2, they're going to charge me $14 or something like that. And I'm like, nope. And so not only did I save $4 on that ticket, but I also paid for itself. So if I only got to see 4 movies for the rest of the month, it would have basically been free movies.
Right, I know. It just drives me bonkers.
But yeah, it is. It is ridiculous.
How are you going to bait and switch people like that? Where they literally lowered the price to get all these new subscribers and then instantly was like, oh, just kidding. No, we just updated our terms of service. Whoops, bad.
I think
it's so fucked up.
I think it's Obamacare, healthcare. they needed to get so many people in to make it viable, make it
Well, everyone's still saying that they're gonna go belly up anyway. They say that
their business model
says their business model is destined for failure.
Yeah, it's but it, the word is that it's people at Netflix are behind it, like, somehow.
Well, one of the co-creators of Netflix is, like, the guy that created MoviePass.
So, I don't know. I don't know. That's why, you know, that's why you take advantage of it now, because it might not last.
It might not be around forever.
That one glorious time.
Yeah,
when we got to go to movies so cheap.
Well, did you ever live by, like, a $2 theater? Did you ever
you're going to laugh, but when we were little...
like a quarter theater cents, or something, yeah. Right?
50-cent movie theater.
Well, right.
So go to down to the Nickelodeon.
Put another nickel in. Turn the crank and join your friend. Anyway, but yeah, I've lived by discount theaters where generally they're second runs.
Yeah. You know, or like, yeah, this is not in theaters anymore, quote unquote. But you can go see it at the $2 theater, and right. Like, yeah, so this is like my new version of that, because I used to wait. Everyone's like, "Have you seen The Matrix?" And I'm like, "No, but I will in 6 months for $2." Like, I can't afford it right now.
When it's grainy as hell. Yeah,
there's but that I one. We'll see it at the $2 theater later.
There's that one in El Cajon. Did you go to that one?
Yes, that's the one that I went to.
Yeah,
it was the Krikorian.
Yeah,
that's where it was.
The Crick.
Krikorian. That's a good name.
It was bomb. Mm-hmm. Now it's a church, just like every other old building. Like the big
Krikorianism?
The big screen. The one right off the freeway. That's a church now too. The one off the Hotel Circle.
The big screen.
Yeah,
the,
it was like the biggest big screen.
Oh,
never,
wow.
Never been there?
Nope.
Yeah, it was cool.
Nope.
You could have seen a movie on a big screen. But anyway, the MoviePass thing was kind of a bummer. But you know what's news that's not a bummer? Unless you don't have YouTube Red, but apparently Cobra Kai is like kicking ass and like being an amazing series.
That's on my news thing too.
Do you have YouTube Red, or you got the 30-day trial? Or whatever?
I got it and used it already.
Right,
and I was not impressed.
there's only so much.
I mean,
original
the
programming, and then you don't get ads. So if you watch YouTube all the time,
right?
Then sure.
You were saying that, yeah, you'd probably dig it better than I would.
Yeah, but because I don't care about the ads.
I do.
But then it's like,
I mean, I don't mind it because you're used to it. But.
Yeah, whatever. I'm sure if they weren't there, I'd be like, sweet. But now there's like, man, now I kind of want to watch Cobra Kai, but I can't.
Yeah,
because it's only on that stupid thing they have to pay for.
We're gonna figure this out. Well, I'll get Andrea to do it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, get a sample.
Yeah.
Sign up for
YouTube. You know, if you get YouTube TV, you get also YouTube Red with it.
See, now I was wondering about that.
And they have live TV, right?
They have live TV, and you get like premium channels and sports packages and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get everyone your local channels? Seems to have their own like TV, because PlayStation View is TV, like cable, basically.
Okay,
and, like,
speaking of which,
yeah.
How's the internet?
It's fine, I guess. I don't know. I'm not using it.
Because I... Anyway.
I mean, I'm on there. It's logged
so
in, but
I got
I'm
a
not,
new
not using
modem.
It. Oh, nice.
Like, because I got a thing. It's like, your modem is old.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
And my modem would cut out all the time. And, you know, we had a hell of a time trying to, like, record
to
with
do the nerd on guys, yeah.
But, so I went into Cox. Like, I called them up, and they're like, all right, yes, you can change this in. It's free.
Oh, no.
And, and I'm like, free? Yeah. Yes. All right. So... I go in there, and it was so depressing, like, because, first of all...
Do you want cable, please? Yeah. We'll pay you!
Well, I'm sure. You know, and it kind of reminded me of SeaWorld in a way, like, how, like...
Chirp, chirp.
But, you know, SeaWorld's, you know, I feel like, anyway,
back. They're bouncing out.
But Cox, I'm like, once this, like... This mysterious Google Fiber that they're talking about comes out of these other areas. Like,
gone.
You guys are going to be doomed because that's all you have is internet now.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and they used to be, what are you going to do? Not watch TV?
Right.
You know, then you're not going to watch HBO and ESPN?
Right.
And twist their mustache. Smoke their cigars. So, but now they're like, I'm sorry.
Please, will you use any of our services, please?
But to their defense, Cox here in San Diego, which is their cable provider, which is the same as some other company in other parts of the world.
Sure.
But the customer service has always been good.
They are the best customer service that I've dealt with in forever.
So I go in there to do this, and they're trying to tell me how I, like... Well, actually, this new one, you're going to have to get a new internet speed.
You have to up your speed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking, well, didn't we just,
got you in the door.
So mad.
They got you in the door.
And I'm this is on yesterday. And yeah. So, like, all the strength I could muster to go, go up there, because they're closed on Sunday, and I wanted to get this done. And so I'm like, I'm going to go up here. I'm not feeling well. I'm going to go up here and do this. And, but while I'm there, there's, like, talking to the girl, yeah, who was super sweet, at least two other people, I'm seeing two other interactions and very close and hearing them, like, well, why would I do that when I could go to AT&T and do this?
Right.
And the guy's like, that's your choice, sir. And and he's like, okay, and he walks out, and then he's like, I'm going on a break. Oh, dude. And I've, just for a moment, I was like, this has got to be rough for these guys.
Absolutely.
You know, and absolutely. I felt really bad for him. And I told the girl, I'm like, look, I'm the lady. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm a little under the weather. I apologize if I'm kind of gruff. But and she's like, no, I understand. But I got it for free.
Nice.
And so I'm not paying anything else, and my internet is much smoother now.
Go Cox Communications.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah, Cobra Kai, I want to watch it. I heard it's good.
Me too. And then we talked to our boy Fernando J. Huerta.
Yeah.
And what do you call him? I already forgot.
I call him Fernando.
I called him Jay, didn't I?
Everyone calls him Jay, except for
you
me.
You call him Fernando.
Because I know him
I know
Fernando.
Him as Fernando too.
Right, but he's Jay. He goes by Jay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, I always say Jay.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We were in a band together.
We were.
You were?
Me and Maddie and Fernando and my buddy Patrick.
Yeah. I don't believe
for one day.
The Shrews.
Mm-hmm. We played one song.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was.
Right on.
It was glorious.
Yeah.
Any video?
No.
No. This is before the days of video.
Yeah. It was those smartphones
in the 1840s.
I was rocking like a Razor flip phone. I was like, yeah, I got pictures.
But there is a photo of it that a bird pecked out on a piece of stone.
Right. Exactly.
That's what's up.
I am going to use that as the tag for everything, by the way.
Wow. That sounds good to me.
Life's a binge. Phone Army. Tony in La Mesa.
Hey guys, Tony in La Mesa here. Long time listener, 28th time caller. Hey, I gotta say, I love the theme song. It's funny because I'll just, those claps, the rhythms, the clap, 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 the rhythms in the background, I'll find myself just clapping that along and trying to remember the rest of the song and figure out what those claps go to. But dude, so, whoever came up with the claps, that's just brilliant. That should be, I mean, you could probably just cut the whole theme song out and just do the claps. That would be awesome. Last week on the show, you did, now that's what's up, for every segment except the Phone Army. I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed by that. And in your movie review, you said the first quarter was fine, the second quarter was fine, third quarter, I don't know, and the fourth quarter was solid. And then you said, so the first third was good, the middle third, I'm just wondering what your challenge is with fractions and why you jumped from one metric of measure to another.
How do you pay attention that well?
And then the MCU Marvel Universe rap, that was brilliant, but that's a takeoff on something. And I can't for the life of me remember what it is. So maybe you can answer on the air or just text me. You think about it. But anyway, let me know what that Marvel Universe rap was a takeoff on. Because I know, especially the intro and the outro, were definitely takeoffs on something or an homage to something or a parody of something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't find it. And I've actually tried to Google it. Hey, Jared, who's Terrence West? Is he a Marvel actor that I missed? IMDb'd him. I couldn't find him anywhere in the Marvel universe. Terrence West. I'm still looking. All right, guys. Hey, great show. Nerd On was fun. Here's to next week. See you on the couch.
So the rap that I put in there, that's a parody of the Poke Rap from the hit cartoon show Pokemon from the late 90s.
I wonder if that's what Tony got.
That's the
only
thing
it is.
Maybe,
he had kids.
Yeah, that's the only thing
kids.
It is.
He has kids.
Right.
So,
but that's the only thing. I mean, that's what it is. It's a parody of the Poke Rap. It's not like it's anything else. That's it's
I'm sure
a 100%.
I'm sure that's what it is. And, yeah.
So the Poke Rap is what you were thinking of. It ended every episode of Pokemon. So that's where that came from.
I had no idea. I didn't know.
Did you enjoy it at least?
The song? Yeah, yeah, it was good. It was cool.
I picked it because I was like, what am I going to put? And I was like, this is perfect.
No, that was good. That was fun.
What else? Oh, he's a jerk for making fun of me for switching my references on how I was rating the movie. And what was the last thing he said?
Terrence West.
Terrence West. He's a running back for the Chiefs or something, isn't he?
No, I think Terrence West is an actor who is the bad guy in 48 Hours.
I have no idea.
And IMDb.
He said he did and he couldn't find it anywhere. I don't know. It's just what name popped in my head. Sorry, I got his last name wrong. Jeez. My pop culture brain let me down one time.
That's what's up.
And there's your That's What's Up.
Yeah, right there on. You go, Tony. You're welcome. We'll do your review after we talk about it forever. Sound good? And you get to listen to your own thing.
Sounds great.
Perfect. So right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. After these messages,
there was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people to see if we could become something more. So when they needed us, we could fight the battles
that they never could.
Like to lose, to feel so desperately that you're right, yet to fail all the same. Dread it, run from it, destiny still arrives.
Evacuate the city. Engage all defenses and get this man a shield.
Fun isn't something one considers when balancing the universe. But this does put a smile on my face.
Alrighty then. So that's the end of the episode, guys. Thanks for listening. Nothing to talk about here. Avengers Infinity War. That's what we're all about. So first and foremost, spoiler. Turn back now. The episode's called Infinity War. What are you doing still listening if you haven't seen it yet? Because holy bejesus, we are going to spoil the shit out of it. Yes. So turn back now. But I think 99% of the world already has seen this movie in the first 4 days. So I think we're safe. We waited a week.
Rich Sublé
and Jess.
So that's so funny.
Yeah, blows my mind. But I mean, it's been a week. I can't believe you haven't seen it.
Well, you know, that was funny because part of us was like, part of me was kind of like, we're not doing our Avengers like on the Monday after it, but I wouldn't want to do it that soon.
No way. We would have seen it and we would. Yeah, exactly.
You need a week.
At least we have a week. Yeah, so anyway, what'd you think?
Well, you know, this is a movie for me.
Yeah.
I saw it with both of you guys.
Yes.
That was you guys both saw it one other time?
That was my second time.
Yeah, yes. That was my second time as well. The first time I saw it was the night it came out on Thursday.
Man, I wish
in
I
IMAX.
I wish I would have seen it. Was it a packed house? I'm sure.
Packed house. God. Yeah.
And was the crowd like responsive or was it super quiet?
Super responsive.
Okay, because that's great.
Like, yeah. That is a lot of fun.
It's the best.
Especially with these big Marvel movies. Right. Like if you go on the opening night, generally like a lot of folks are like turned off by that. But
right. No,
the energy is so
you
fun.
You want to hear like, woo, hell yeah. Yeah. And like you want to hear that.
The only, yeah.
Like,
and I think what people are afraid of, and I know I am when those big ones, is that there's somebody who's got to be... This right. is their one chance to be funny.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, the perfect line.
Wait, watch what I say here. Everyone's gonna like
that, yeah. Seinfeld.
Yes,
that's gotta hurt.
What's this guy with the laser? He's got a laser.
It's a prop comic.
But no, dude, it was so good. Like
there's so much to talk about.
It's ridiculous. 10 years, like we talked about with the Nerd On guys last episode, 10 years in the making, and it's all culminating at this film. And that's what everyone keeps saying. Like, 10 years, it all led up to this moment. And I'm like, this is part one. Like, there's still part two. I get where everyone's saying it, but like, there is still part two to come. And boy, oh boy, do we need part two to come.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is that like already scheduled and slated?
It's already in post-production, I think.
So, is there like a release date?
Next year, May 2nd,
so like a year after.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I really liked this movie. It, much like Star Wars, The Last Jedi, it did not do what I think it was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a problem that Star Wars did that, and I didn't have a problem that Avengers did that.
Now, what did it not do that you thought it was going to do?
I thought that only one or two folks were maybe going to bite it, and I thought it was going to be some of the original folks, and that's not what happened at all.
Well, okay. So, I don't know that anybody died, honestly.
They didn't die. They just got transported inside the Soul Stone.
Well, what about Gamora?
Oh, she's dead.
I don't know that.
Loki's dead. She's
dead. I don't
know
that either.
Oh, yeah, they're toast.
Loki's died.
He's gone.
He's died before.
Yeah, but he didn't get his neck choked and broken by Thanos before.
There, I have heard some whisperings of people saying, like, oh, you know he is a god, and, you know, he could resurrect himself. Or
yeah.
There could be some trickery that we don't know about.
He's toast.
Well, okay, the thing that's really put the whole, like, movie and experience into, like, a review is the Time Stone.
Sure.
Because, like, because he uses the Time Stone in it, and, like, which was, that was awesome. He's destroyed the thing, and then he used the Time Stone to put it back together.
How bad for Vision.
I was like, that was badass.
He's like, I'm giving my ultimate sacrifice. I love you, Scarlet Witch. Blam! Dead. 2 seconds later, he's back alive, and then he's get his skull crushed by Thanos' giant thumb ripping it out of his face. I was like, damn, you just died twice in a matter of 2 minutes. Like, holy shit.
I had a vision of love.
But no, they're gone. Like, they're toast.
Okay,
I mean, it's a comic book. Like, anybody can come back at any time for whatever reason ever in the comic book universe of whatever.
Right.
But they're gone. Like, they're toast.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everyone's like, duh, they have to make... There's Gamora, another Black Panther movie.
And there's another Guardians of the Galaxy, too.
Correct. But that's beside the point. Because she's dead.
Could Guardians of the Galaxy happen without Gamora?
Yes. Especially since Nebula's still alive. She could just maybe swap it out. But Nebula's also supposed to kill Thanos, and that's speculation, total speculation. But she's the one who ends up killing him in the comic book version of this story, and she did not disappear to dust. So there's that to look forward to.
Hmm, interesting.
And there is little Gamora that we.
Right, she's stuck in. Well, that's the thing. That's where you see them stuck inside the soul stone. That's what we believe anyway.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's what...
Some of it's a little complex and...
Yes.
I was going to say convoluted, but that doesn't... It's not un... It's,
and the only reason, the only reason anybody knows anything is because, like, there's sort of somewhat parallels to sort of the comics. And, like, when people get obliterated using the powers of the Soul Stone, it captures their soul inside of itself, basically. So that's kind of what everyone's thinking that we saw when Thanos, like, snapped and then he woke up with baby Gamora there. he was inside the Soul Stone for a second. Huh. And so that's where everyone thinks that Black Panther and Spider-Man and
They're
trapped in the Soul Stone. Right. Along with half of everyone else that ever existed ever anywhere.
Huh.
Right.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, they have to come. Like, some of them, like, Spider-Man has to come back. Black Panther has to come back. They have sequels. Like, they have sequels.
Well, which I think that's why it wasn't
It ruins it knowing that they have 30 movies planned out.
Right.
And you're like, oh, we already know we have a Black Panther 2, so we know that this isn't the last time we see Black Panther.
Yeah. Now, I know that, like, comic book writers and producers who are, like, sketching out a storyline for a comic book over a series of several years and seasons and releases, that at some point, you know, they're going to make a drastic decision, like, Archie's going to die.
Right.
You know, like, he's actually going to die. Like, this is a weird example. But it's, you know, a character that you're used to, and then they're going to make, and then they're going to move on and do something else with it. And Captain America dies, I think,
Know,
and then someone else becomes it. And,
yep.
I was wondering, I'm like, I don't know if the movies are going to have the guts to kind of do that. And like, and I hope they do. I am now sure
since it did not happen in this movie, we are going to lose some of the original Avengers that all survived this movie. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of our original people survived. Black Widow, Hawkeye, Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, and Captain America all survived this movie.
Do you think there's going to be some sort of, you know, like soul for a soul type swap out?
I think they're all going to, not all of them, but I think maybe in Avengers 4, that's when Cap dies. Maybe that's when Tony Stark
dies. Is that what the next one's going to be called?
We don't know yet, but that's the fourth Avengers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you think maybe some of them are going to, like, you know, trade off their lives?
I have no idea, but like,
pass it on to the new Avengers?
Yeah, exactly. But it's
Deadpool comes in.
Yeah, Wolverine and all the Fox characters. But anyway, that's like total speculation, and I want to focus on this movie and this movie alone. I freaking liked this movie a lot. I thought the pacing of this movie was fantastic.
It was a good pace. It popped right along.
Well, and not only that, it was like 2.5 hours long, and then when it was over, I was like, oh, that, okay. Like, I was like, it flew by for me. Like, at no point was I like, is it at the end of this movie yet? It was just like, and then it ended, and I was like, oh, man.
It felt fast, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, it's over? It's 2.5 hours long, but I'm like, it's over now? Damn, it was nuts.
It was interesting because after our conversation with the Nerd On guys the week before, and they were all speculating, he's like, I wouldn't be surprised if Thanos snaps his fingers and that's the end of the movie.
Right.
And so, like, he says, you should have went for the head and snap. And then that was really excellent because you just went, oh, shit. Oh shit!
He did it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I thought maybe because like they like went white for a moment, and I'm like,
oh, they did. And I was
like,
okay,
I was kind of okay with that. Yeah. Like, and then and let it see what it played out. But then they went through a whole
and then
more
they went
thing
through about 5 to 10 minutes of people disappearing.
Yeah,
good lord, and it sucked.
Yeah,
and then we got poor little Peter Parker going, I don't feel so good.
Oh my gosh!
I don't want to go. Mr. Stark. I don't want to go.
Mr. Stark.
Golly,
that was heartbreaking,
It was heartbreaking. Yeah.
Peter P pants.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so
good stuff.
But I was thoroughly because everyone the whole time, we got it first with Avengers where they're like, we can't focus on 5 main characters, are you crazy? And then they were like, Civil War came around, we're like, we can't focus on 20 main characters, are you crazy? And then this one came around, we're like, we can't focus on everyone, are you crazy? It's like, yeah, we can.
You can. But I'm going to say that I'm not anything against this movie because it's telling the story.
No, I'm just kidding. You're fired.
It's telling the story and everything, but like, But I understand what people say, you know, that's too many characters to kind of, like, focus on.
Sure.
And because even in, like, Civil War, I kind of lose track of who's there and who's not and what their whole story is.
I thought it was money.
Like, for me, Scarlet Witch, like, just because I have no reference of her in any comic book back in the day.
Sure.
I don't know. don't know what's up with her. Like, she seems old, ultra powerful. She is super badass.
She
powerful. Badass.
She's kind of like a part of the X-Men, right?
Sort. She was created. Yes.
I know that
she was mutated to become what she is.
Because
they use the power of the ether, which we saw in Thor: Dark World, which is the Reality Stone. They used that power to create Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver
from people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're both in both Avengers and in
Ultron.
In, well, also, those characters are also in the X-Men universe over at Fox.
Quicksilver is an X-Man, yes.
But they do it much better over at Fox.
Oh, yeah.
I just hope they bring him over.
Yeah. Well, they have to. See. They own them now, so I'm sure at some point they will. But so you like, other than Scarlet Witch, you couldn't really focus, or you just you're like, why do I want to see Scarlet Witch?
Not that. It's just that's so many to try to like be emotionally invested in.
Sure. Well, I think that's why they
and the reason why I have never been too emotionally invested in Scarlet Witch is because it was never a character that I was familiar with.
Sure.
And we were talking about that before. Black Panther, I don't get that emotionally invested in because I was never that familiar with him. I mean, I am now,
right?
Because we've got two movies that he's featured in,
but I thought that they handled the Scarlet Witch thing because I'm in the same boat. Like, I don't know who the hell she is,
right?
But like, I thought that the setting her up with Vision, the romance that they set up in Civil, they mention it.
Did
briefly.
They lead to that? Like, it was obvious in Civil War that was happening?
They started.
It was starting. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, okay. And then they continued, and they gave her that to latch on to, the whole, like, because then, like, also Vision, he's there, he's in Ultron, he's cool, and, like, he's in the other ones, he's kind of badass, but, the writers, they paired those two up, actually made us care about them together, which made the sacrificing and all this stuff more,
you know, and almost in hindsight, like, it's like, of course Vision was gonna die,
right?
Now, does she die too?
No.
Okay.
But like, yes.
Yeah, she does.
But anytime they're gonna put somebody in love, you're like, oh, honey, I love you so much, and our kids, and like, oh,
but it was
dead.
But Iron Man lived, and he was having that same thing in the beginning with Pepper.
Oh yeah, the whole kid, like, the, oh, I had a dream that you were pregnant, and
right, you know. And how he's like wanting to not be Iron Man ever again because he wants to actually settle down and start a family and all this, and.
Huh.
And then it's more heartbreaking when Peter Parker bites it because it's like his kid, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, good Lord. Good thing. but so I loved that it started off as a comedy. It was like bam, 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 funny, funny, funny right off the bat. Like jokes here, jokes there, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't think it detracted from stuff. A lot of people say there's too many jokes in these Marvel movies.
They got the Stan Lee cameo out of the way quick.
Yeah, and it was perfect. It was
good.
It was perfect and easy. It wouldn't have resonated well if, like, you know, people are disappearing and he's like, hey guys, I'm Stan Lee.
Well, I imagine.
Yeah.
I've heard that he shot a bazillion of these things.
Oh, yeah.
And they could just kind of stick them in anywhere. And I think, like, even this one in the bus, I mean, there's nothing.
There's no one else.
Yeah. It's just they could have thrown that in anywhere.
Yeah. You've never seen this. Yeah. He just says, you've never seen a spaceship before. Like, that could be in any movie.
Yeah. Right. But I do get, like, you could tell that it's going to be a downer of a movie at the end because how early it happens.
Right.
Usually at the end, it's like after the Avengers win or whoever, yay, victory. And everybody's happy and cheering. And then here's Stan Lee and I'm doing my thing. You know. But they're like, okay, we got to get, this is going to get dark quick. So let's just get this. We
enjoy this. Because it won't play well later.
Well, and there was so much that happened at the beginning that was just like, holy crap. Like, it starts immediately where Thor Ragnarok leaves off. Like, at the very end of Thor, in the credit scene, we see Thanos' ship plop up to Thor's ship, and it's like, oh, snap. And then this movie starts with Thanos boarded, and, like, he had just whooped some serious ass.
I'm glad you remember all that stuff, man, because, like, I'm like, that's what I'm like, we need another person here, because I got a lot of questions.
And so it started right afterwards, and I'm like, holy crap, that was, normally there's some time that's passed here, so, okay, we're immediately starting right where we last left one of our heroes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is, okay. Now, people on the internet are like, where's Valkyrie? How come she was on the ship? How come she's not there? Where is she at? Did everyone from Asgard die? Like, we didn't see the battle that happened on Thor's ship, so we don't know what happened to these people. But everyone's like, Valkyrie's so badass. She's such a badass. Like, we loved her in Ragnarok and this and that. And, like, she's just not in this movie at all. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's Thor, an interesting point.
Thor does say that he killed half. So it's...
Like
I think
maybe they're saying that, like, she took the other half and, like, left, or yeah. So
like, yeah, like Korg,
right,
and Meek, and all those,
yeah, all those fun folks, yeah, that we met from the last movie,
yeah, because we didn't see him laying in a pile,
right. Hmm. And so, especially since he says he only killed half, he's like, he killed half my people, because that's his whole thing, which kind of bugs me later, because he's trying to get his glove and then snap and then kill half of everyone that's left, even though he already went to planets and killed half.
I already died. I'm already part of half our planet.
Yeah. Remember when you killed half our planet already? Oh, you're doing it again? Fuck.
I missed half. So here's the other half.
But so, yeah, so maybe they got to, they were there, because when we see him, the Gamora flashback, when he, like, has half of their civilization on this half gets to live, and he caps all the other people, mm-hmm, maybe that's what happened on Thor's ship, and that's where Valkyrie, yeah, maybe she led the people. Hmm. But I was like, how come he didn't go? How come he had to stay and die? Damn it.
Like, yeah.
Now, Thanos, I don't know if it's the same in the comic book. I guess it probably is, but, like, that there's a reasoning behind, you know, and
why he wants to kill half of everyone.
Yeah.
Because of a girl. A girl
well,
named,
in the comics, yeah, is Death. Mistress Death.
He's trying to, like, get at her, and she's not paying him any mind. And he's like, I'll
kill half of, yeah, everyone for you. Yeah. She's like, you're going to kill half of everyone? Sweet.
How you like me now, baby?
Yeah, basically.
And then she still gives him the freeze. Yeah, and then he's like, I don't care anymore. And then creates.
And then he goes and he's the good guy. And then he saves everything. In the comics, yeah, he is the hero of everything as well.
Thanos is?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think, like, in the comics, it's led to believe, at least at the beginning anyway, that he has sort of a more of a nefarious plan, like the whole balancing out the universe is, like, first angle that he's going off of. He's like, really, I want to conquer everything. So I'm just...
Right. But it's, you know, you're led to believe that it's he watched his own world and his own planet get destroyed, yeah, by having way too many people. And so he's like, if just half of everyone was gone, everything would be solved. And then he sees that when he tells Gamora later, he's like, now your planet is thriving. Like, I killed half of everyone and now there's no starving people and there's enough food for everyone and everyone's happy and there's rich and blah, blah, blah. So in his mind, he's like, I'm just killing half of everyone so the other half can be great.
You know, that's like that's sort of a mentality, a warring mentality of humans, yes, as well. It's
absolutely.
Like,
oh,
it's a price you pay to, you know,
for the greater good.
For the greater good, yeah. We're going to thin out the herds a little,
yep,
bit, and
yep,
and kill all the mud people.
Yeah,
and then the people, those of us left, are going to thrive.
Well, so that's
tangent.
Not to go too far off, because I really want to talk about Avengers, but in the new Dan Brown book, Origin, like, that's part of the whole deal, or no, it's not even Origin, it's in Inferno. His whole, the bad guy's whole thing is, like, there's no way humans can sustain life on Earth, because we are, with our technology and our medicine, we are just duplicating,
right,
like crazy, and we don't have the resources, or let alone the space for them. So the whole bad guy's thing is to, like, release a plague, and everyone thinks it's going to kill everyone, but then what it does is that it just sterilizes, like, 1 in 3 people or something like that. And so I was like, that's a good, sorry, spoiler for that book, I guess, but it's old. But it's a book.
Still, it's a Dan Brown book I haven't read yet.
Right.
I'm definitely going to read. So.
But it doesn't ruin anything. It's still mystery,
I'm sure,
whatever.
I'm sure.
But anyway, it was just, it's the same concept where it's like, yeah, there's too much of everything. Like, if we get rid of half, then okay. Like, it's a feasible, it's a reason where you can't, where you're kind of, I get it. Like, where you're like, Thanos, I see you.
Well, you know, like, neighborhoods like North Park that are becoming
more compacted.
More and more and more compacted.
Are you going to Thanos North Park?
I'm thinking about it. If I can, once I get all my stones.
BJ, what are you doing with that glove, man? Hey, whoa.
One away.
But, like, this is like the first villain since really Loki or Killmonger in Black Panther where you're like, I kind of get where you're coming from. Like, I thought Thanos was so good.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, his character was so likable, and he's so evil and stuff, but you're like, I kind of get it. Like, you make a valid point, Thanos.
Like, I like the complexity that they put in him, where he wasn't just like a one-note.
Right.
You know, like, rrr.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he actually had, you know, more depth than you can sort of, in a weird way, empathize with them.
Absolutely. Hello! Yeah, but like I was the same way. I was like, man, this is like he's like the lead of the movie.
Yeah, it's his. It's like his movie. It's his story,
and he looks fantastic. Like ever since they've shown him for the first time, I've been like fascinated with it. And like that art from those like Thor's where they show Asgard. Is he from Asgard or just from anyway? When they have these different distant galaxies, that they come from and. His face and his hands and everything is like, yes! Like, no. I love it. It looks so cool.
He looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Josh Brolin nails it, man. I was like, good job, Josh Brolin.
What's it like to be Josh Brolin right now?
Right?
Thanos and Cable.
And Cable in the
same
time.
Oh, my goodness.
But shout out to the Nerd On guys. I just listened to their Infinity War episode, and
I didn't want
to
listen before we did ours because I didn't want it to influence me too much.
It's not going to influence necessarily my thoughts on it, but I thought they brought up a good point where I was like, it didn't really necessarily feel like an Avengers movie. It felt like a Thanos movie or maybe a Guardians movie because there's a lot of Guardians in it. But if you think about it, like we only got a little bit of Captain America. We only got a little. There was no Hulk. There was a little bit of Bruce Banner, but no Hulk. There was only.
A good chunk
of Tony Stark.
Okay.
And a good chunk of Thor. There's more Guardians than there was Captain America. And it's an Avengers movie.
That no Hulk was a little like, come on, man.
Right.
Come on.
Well, and that's the thing. We saw that shot in the trailer where they're all running. Like, it's the Hulk is behind. Right. Yeah. Well, see, I don't think it's a gotcha. I believe in my heart of hearts, and I haven't heard anybody else. This is a Jared original thought. I believe that is for the next movie.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Because they shot them both at the same time, most of them at the same time. And so we already assume that some of these folks are not gone forever. And so, like, they're going to have that battle again. And maybe that's when we get to see the Hulk be Hulk. And that's when Black Panther comes back. And so. We'll see.
I thought it was kind of interesting because I was also reading the comics and just how they did a little bit with like the Hulk is reluctant to come and join the Avengers because they had basically turned their back on him.
Right.
And, you know, sent him away. So I was just wondering if this was like their way of doing it in the movie.
Well, in the movie universe, he decides to leave because he can't control himself as Hulk.
You know what? That's all kind of making a little bit more sense for slow-ass me.
Because at the end of Civil War... No. Ultron?
Ultron,
At the end of Ultron, he hops in the Quinjet, and Black Widow's trying to, like, calm him down and be like, just come back, just turn the jet around, and then he just turns off the monitor and turns off the tracker, and he just goes off into nowhere. Right. The Hulk leaves because he's like, I am Hulk and I am dangerous.
And then in Ragnarok, it's been ages since he's...
He's been Hulk for 2 years.
Yes. Yeah. And so that makes it a little bit more forgiving for like, you know, clearly there's these issues about him turning back and forth that have been happening.
Right.
And so...
I love that they used Lou Ferrigno's voice in that.
For what now? For...
In Thor Ragnarok, because Hulk talks a lot in that, they use a couple different voices. They use... guy who plays Hulk now.
Ruffalo.
But they also use Lou Ferrigno.
He voiced some of the Hulk.
That's really cool.
I did not
know
that.
Yeah, so if you watch it, you're like, oh my gosh, that's Lou Ferrigno right there.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
Funny. Banner. Yeah. No banner, Hulk.
But,
you more like Smolder. Hulk, fire, anger. They need to make that streaming so we can watch it again and catch
Thor. It is
Ragnarok.
Yes.
On what?
Something. Maybe not. No, I swear it was. I thought they put it on Netflix. Maybe not. Maybe
I thought
I
did too.
Maybe I just had my digital copy just floating on my PlayStation, and I'm like, oh, I can watch that whenever I want.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I've been thinking I'd like to watch that again.
I thought they put it on Netflix.
Oh, you would like to watch it again.
I want Andrea to see that one, because I think she would like that one.
That one's fantastical. But yeah, I just kind of wanted more Captain America, like, for sure.
Yeah, there's that fight in the subway or that train station or whatever.
Right.
That was like the big
Which review. Was cool. Yeah. Like, it was cool. Dark Order's there and they're like about to mess shit up, and then Cap shows up with Black Widow.
I did like the focus of the story where they went, though, where they're like, okay, this is, you know, or Thor doing his thing and the Guardians doing their thing. And
But that was all well done.
But it just didn't. That's like I said, the main thing that I took away from the Nerd On guys. It just didn't feel necessarily like an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Like, call it Thanos or Thor 4 or
Captain America.
Thor kicked some serious ass in this movie. Like, Thor was like, I was all about Thor's story.
Yeah.
The whole time, I was like, yeah, give me more Thor right now.
I think that you do Dinklage. That because which is interesting because. Yeah. Captain America, Civil War is an Avengers movie.
It felt like an Avengers movie, right.
But I think the idea is, like, when you hear Avengers, you expect several superheroes.
Right.
And so that I think that that's just like, by the way, everybody, this is an Avengers movie where you're going to see all these guys.
Right.
And so I think that that's just kind of like the calling card that you put an Avengers name on it.
And if you think about it, like, the first Avengers movie was cool because we got to see all the heroes come together, but it was really Loki's story, where it's like Loki's trying to take over the world. So it's the villain story.
Right.
This is Thanos' story trying to take over the world or whatever. So I kind of get that they're similar in that theme of sorts, but also it kind of, they're playing with, like, the timelines of, not the timelines, but, like, whenever, like, Spider-Man is, they're destroying New York right now. Like, there's Vulture, how come Thor is not helping, or how come whatever's not helping? This actually shows you that, like, oh, while Thor's off doing stuff for Thor World,
right.
Captain America's doing this over here, Tony Stark's doing this over here. Like, it actually shows you that, like, oh, shit, the world's in trouble.
And
we're
nobody,
all busy doing our own shit.
Yeah. Like,
and nobody can come help Daredevil? Come on!
Luke Cage is there for that. He's got Luke Cage. But, like, and it was cool that we, like, it all takes place in New York, like, the first time, or this one all takes place in Sokovia, or this one takes place all over the place, like, all over. And I was like, oh, and we actually see, like, stuff from space, and we see stuff from different planets, and, like, then they actually, you know, they zoom in on it. It's like, boom, and there's, like, big-ass writing telling you where we are, because I'm like, oh, shit, now we're on a different world altogether.
Yeah.
Like,
space.
Right.
Space.
And the one song, it's so funny, you watch the credits or whatever to get to the end, and, like, songs comes up, and there's the one song, Rubber Band Man. It's like, that's it.
Yeah.
And so they only use that to introduce the Guardians flying through. That's so, I was like, perfect. There's one song in this movie, and it's used for the Guardians. I was like, how appropriate is that?
All right, so quick little tangent train. Speaking of songs and music.
Sure.
Our friend, Hunter Ferris,
yeah.
who does his podcast, we've been talking about what he wants to do, and I think he would like a direction on it. And so I'm like, well, you know, he's like, you want me to do the thing about the MCU universe and music? I'm like, yeah, you know, that'd be good. And I was like, and we were talking before, I was like, maybe you want to do, like, the music of this new movie. And there's no music.
There's one song. It's just the one.
But anyway, just to he does a very good job of I don't know if you listened to any of his or not. But
just teeny tiny bits.
But they're very smart, well thought out.
Can't wait.
Breakdowns of why we like certain songs and music.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's cool.
And so so we need to figure out a good task for him for our show.
Sounds good.
And I don't know if there's MCU universe.
I'm sure.
I think we have to be more specific.
Yeah, that's too much. There's literally 19 movies.
Yeah, that's like, that's a lot. But
kind of transitioning back, like, I freaking loved the score of this movie. Like, the music is so good, and it just makes you, like, it jazz you up when, like, that bum, 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 bum. Because it's like, that's the Avengers sound. Like, I know that sound.
Right.
Like, and you're just like, woo. Like,
do you know who did the music?
Silvestri.
So, oh, of course.
Yeah. And it's just like, woo-wee, like, it just, for some reason, that this, that hearing that theme, bum, 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 I'm like, mm-hmm, yes, 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 I am in the mood. That's for cool. Some Avengers.
That's cool. I didn't think about the music hardly at all, just because I was just so kind of like, woo, following all the moving pieces. And
but that a good engineer or audio person would say then their job was perfect.
Yeah,
if there was no music, then you'd notice it.
When you don't, sure. Yeah, when it's quiet, you'd be like, oh, so quiet. But like when it's like, good, whoa! Good
cinematography.
Right. Yeah.
This guy really knows how to do a lot with a few lines.
But I think my favorite part throughout the whole movie was Thor's whole story.
Oh, yeah.
I was on board the whole time.
What'd you think of Peter Dinklage?
It was okay.
What'd you think?
I enjoy. I'm late to the whole party, but I just started watching
Game of Thrones.
Nice. And so I'm like on the Peter Dinklage train right now.
Oh, dude, right. He's the shit.
Tyrion Lannister, give me more.
Yeah.
And so it was delightful to see him.
Right.
And
well, that's the thing. Like, he's great. He's a really good actor. Yeah. He's really solid.
I think it was a mistake to use him.
You think so? Yeah,
I do. And the reason I say that is because he's so well known.
Yep.
And maybe the story, like, that's the story, that these are giant dwarfs. Sure. Is that the story? It must be.
I have no idea.
But he's so recognizable.
Right.
Yeah.
That it was kind of like, almost like, oh, you know, like.
I was okay with it. The Nerd On guys say the same thing. They're like, it was off-putting that it was him. It's kind of like the whole Ed Sheeran has a cameo in Game of Thrones.
And everyone's
like, why would you do that? I'm like, why not?
Because it doesn't,
like,
well, because you wouldn't, because it throws you off your experience a little bit.
Well, see, here's the thing. I know it's a, like, you've seen Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Right.
9 times or whatever it is. Right. Like, over the course of 10 years,
right.
When you think Robert Downey Jr., you're like, that's Iron Man.
Right.
And so you don't necessarily see Robert Downey Jr. anymore. You're like, oh, it's Tony Stark and Iron Man. There's Captain America and, mm-hmm. and whatever.
But like, what's Charlie Chaplin doing in Iron Man?
Right. But it's a fucking movie. Like, the Nerd On guys were saying the same thing, like, maybe just use some no-name somebody else. I think
that probably would have been a better idea, because it was distracting.
But to me, I'm just like, it was distracting for about half a second, when I'm like, oh, that's Peter Dink. Okay, great.
No, because
then I moved on.
The way that it read to me, that his whole appearance in the film, the way it read to me was a gimmick. Like, that we're going to use something to like, and then how about, what if we could get, I know so-and-so's agent, or we have a connection, we can get this person to play this. And it's kind of like, and that actor is the attraction, but it's the actor that has the attention and not what's the storyline. Like, it took away, for me, it took away a little bit from the, like, if it was just someone who I'd never heard of and it was just this giant.
A giant dwarf.
Yeah. Or I don't know if he's supposed to be a dwarf.
He is. They say they're dwarfs.
He says dwarf.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
I think it's just because, like,
this giant guy who works this cauldron.
Sure.
Who you ever play God of War?
Who runs the forge.
I have not.
Dang it. Well, anyone who's played God of War, there's a lot of themes. Sure. And I know that these are, like, mythological themes.
Taking on the Titans and all this stuff. And,
right. Yeah. And the starting up and this whole giant person who's a giant person who runs a big cauldron and has to heat it up.
Makes
to,
all the weapons. Yeah.
And
I don't know. I just didn't. It didn't bug me. Like,
that's cool. But nothing bugs you.
I get what you're saying, because, like, totally. Like, as soon as he showed up, I was like, oh
yeah.
Like, that's Peter Dinklage. Like, yeah. I did think totally. That. Right. I was like, oh, that's him.
Right.
But then as soon as that moment happened, I was like, what's he doing here? Like, but I wasn't like, what's Peter Dinklage doing here? I was like, why is this, what's this guy's job?
Get out of my movie, Tyrion.
Yeah, right. But you're, I mean, we're, as consumers of TV and movies,
yeah.
That we know actors, we know when we recognize them, that inevitably you thought, what's Peter Dinklage doing here?
No. You're misconstruing my words. I thought instantly, hey, that's Peter Dinklage. Right. And then cut away the Peter Dinklage part, I thought, what's this guy's story? Not, what's Peter Dinklage doing in this movie? I was like, hey, I recognized him. Hey, that's him. Cool. Brain turns off. Tell me what you're doing here. Peter Dinklage, dwarf.
It's hard to turn it off. Because we also know about filmmaking and contracts and stuff like that, where you're like, there's usually an angle to certain actors getting into a project, and so inevitably you're like, huh. So for me it threw, and I think for a lot of folks probably it threw them off their game a little bit of like, what's the agenda here with Peter Dinklage?
He's a good actor, and they wanted somebody good to do it. They wanted him to be able to tell the emotional story of his whole people getting killed because Thanos promised that he'd save him, and then he didn't, and then he chopped his hands off. He told that story well, and I was like, great.
He's
like,
money. Of course he's gonna.
And so that's, I don't know, it didn't, but I get where people are coming from, but to me it was just like, it was instant recognition. Obviously, you can't not recognize him if you know who he is. And I was like, oh, great. But then I was like, they just wanted a good actor to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's not other good actors.
I mean, it wasn't it's a small critique.
Oh, yeah, it's a tiny nitpick, for sure.
But it did kind of kind of throw me off a little bit.
That's now, funny I got a question. That people are saying that, because like I said, I've heard other people, the Nerd On guys, say that too. They threw them off.
I was expecting a new shield with a star on it. I was like, get this man a shield. I was like, and then I was like, what is this? What is it?
He has those like arm things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what I thought about that.
So what was it like? His shield was made out of adamantium and vibranium.
No adamantium. We don't have that in this universe.
I thought that's what
it's made out of vibranium. I thought.
Oh well, yeah. It's definitely,
I thought it was a blend.
Yeah.
I think, quote, real life. Or comic book world, it is.
Because I heard that somewhere.
But in this...
In the MCU?
There is no adamantium, right? That's Wolverine stuff. We don't talk about that, right?
Yeah.
Unless they say it, but like, I don't...
No, they just mentioned... They mentioned vibranium.
Right. Yeah. Well, because that's what Claw has when they go in Ultron, and then he's trying to get it because that's what he's made out of, too. So in our MCU, it's just vibranium.
Okay.
I believe.
Maybe.
I could be incorrect, but I believe that I am correct.
I was expecting a new, like, this is the new shield or something.
That's what I thought,
but
too.
It was just like, oh, yeah, I'll pull the spare off the shelf.
Put these leaves on.
It's probably a good spare, but, yeah.
Wasn't even a shield. He just had those things.
It was weird.
It was like, shing, shing, those arm
things. It was like a pointy shield that was like, yeah, it'll be like a shield, but I can like also,
just
like...
a forearm. I'm going to block blows with my forearm.
He couldn't throw it. Yeah. It was attached to him.
Especially after watching Civil War again, and he's all, pink, clink.
Right. Spider-Man's like, that thing doesn't understand the rules of physics at all, does it?
Shut up.
it's perfect.
Yeah. It's vibranium.
Yeah, because vibranium. Hey, but what happened to vibranium, okay?
Right.
Just get over it. It's vibranium. Yeah, but I was kind of bummed that we didn't get to see that either. But I'm like, also, like, what have you been doing for the past two years?
Captain America?
Yeah. Well, whatever Tony Stark is like. When Thor shows up and he's like, "Hey guys, what's up?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, we've been gone. You don't know. We're not talking. There's no Avengers. Like we don't talk anymore. Like the band's broken up. Oh, like the Beatles. Like, but how is it? Let's say 2 years. I think they say 2 years, maybe 3 years,
maybe like 2+ years, two and a half
since Civil War. Since everyone split, it's been at least 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so." What has Captain America been doing this whole time? Like, we have no idea where he's been. Like, how did Bucky end up in
Wakanda?
Like, at the end of Civil War, he left with Captain America, but then when he's like, where are we going? And he's like, I know a place. Like, obviously, he's been there. Like, he knows. But, like, what? Like, where? How do you know about Wakanda?
Because he probably knew that his shield had
Vibranium
in it.
But they don't know that Wakanda's sitting on the motherlode of that. Nobody knows about Wakanda other than, like, Claw.
Somebody must, because they got vibranium.
Right, but there's, like, arms dealers that have it. But it's not just, like, floating around all willy-nilly.
I feel like S.H.I.E.L.D. might have some intel.
Yeah. But he was no longer S.H.I.E.L.D. If anything, he was the anti-S.H.I.E.L.D. At the end of Civil War.
In Age of Ultron.
So he wasn't, like, calling up Nick Fury, like, hey, bro, where'd my S.H.I.E.L.D. come from? Like,
There is a Wakanda reference in Age of Ultron where Banner, he's like looking at, you know, something on the computer, and like there's a shot of him like, oh, it's called like Wakanda. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. It's meant to be kind of a joke, but it was like a little like
Easter egg.
Yeah, here's like
fuckers. They're so deep. I mean, yeah, they're like so like
it's
layered.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, so many like you know they reference that and they like, they do.
Ridiculous. Yeah,
that's awesome.
But also,
now who does that and when?
It was it's Bruce Banner.
Is it when they're like talking about putting Jarvis in, like making Jarvis body?
I think so. It's been a long time, honestly, since I've seen Wakanda. But I saw this clip recently, on like the Honest Trailers, Age of Ultron, or they do that.
I haven't seen those in a while, but I love them.
Yeah, they're
solid. Yeah, but they mentioned that, and I was just like, oh my goodness. This early on, they're talking about Wakanda? That's awesome.
They know everything.
So
they
many
suck.
Layers.
I'm just curious, like, what have you been doing? Like, we saw what Thor was doing. We got Thor Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. We saw what happened to him. So I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Cool, cool. Yeah.
What I hope, and I heard, like, people say, well, the other movies might be prequels. I'm like, I don't want them to go.
Right.
I don't want them to tell stories out of order.
Well, Captain Marvel.
Because you know who else does that? Lost.
The best show ever, you mean? Hallelujah. Well, the first time that we're going to get that is Captain Marvel is taking place in the 90s, primarily.
Yes.
Well, that's okay, because it's a new character. I don't mind that. And they have nothing to do. And first of all, I didn't even know that Captain Marvel was a she until this year when they're talking about.
But she has everything to do with the next movie, apparently. But I'm wondering if there's any sort of crossover at all. Or if it's all taking place in the 90s, and they're like, we're going to see a young Nick Fury, and we're going to see, you know, young Tony Stark, and we're going to see these young folks.
We're going to CGI all these people to make them look young.
Exactly.
And I'll see your monkey ass at the end.
And so, so I'm just, like, it'll be the first time that they actually deter from the moving forward in time. To actually moving backwards.
Do you think that Adam Warlock is going to play a part? Because
have they mentioned him in any movies?
In Guardians 2.
Yeah, Guardians 2.
We see a sarcophagus thing, and they're like, "That's him."
Yeah.
Is it in the extra Sovereign. Scenes or no?
It's I think it's like the very last.
It's one
scene.
Of the 19 post credit. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
It is one of the post credit scenes with the Sovereign going.
I put that on the other day, and I was doing other stuff, and so. I didn't watch it really hard.
Yeah. Like, we called him Adam.
Yeah. So he's there. He's referenced.
Yeah.
But, like, him and Captain Marvel could, like, rule everything. So they're like.
Because she's that badass?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Yeah. And Adam Warlock plays a big part in the comics.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I said it before, I loved the pacing of this movie. Started off really comedy heavy, and then there's jokes scattered throughout, which I was okay with, mostly. I thought some of them were, could have gone without it. But when they would jump from place to place at just the right time for me, where it was like, the best example is like right when Thor's done holding the star and he gets blasted back in the forge and like he's like, where's the handle, and Groot like chops his own arm off and makes the handle for Stormbreaker, and then Thor, who's dead after getting blasted by a star, is like zzz, zzz, and you see his hand like lightning a little, and then bam, it cuts to Wakanda.
Yeah.
And you're like,
it's very it's efficient storytelling.
It's super efficient.
You're like, what's happening? But he was just gonna get his thing, and like they did that throughout the whole movie, where it's like, oh snap, ooh, they're gonna come up with a plan to get Thanos on Titan, ooh, Peter Quill and Iron Man are going, and then they cut to Wakanda, and you're like, damn it, like, I just want to see.
Yeah.
Like,
that might have been my favorite part when Groot makes the handle for it.
It's nice that they gave him something to do, because I didn't know if he was going to be one of those characters that are just kind of like in it as like,
well, that's the thing. They're like, obviously they didn't have, they're like, what can we have him do? I don't know. He'll be a butt of a joke for a while playing his video game. But then I liked that, like, he had an extremely pivotal thing to do.
Oh, I'll make Stormbreaker. Okay.
And now I wonder if that's in the comic book, too, that he loses his hammer and makes a new one. So he no longer has Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
He does get.
Mjolnir.
He does.
Is it Mjolnir?
Mjolnir. I don't know how to say it. There's a J in there.
Eitri or whatever his name is does make Stormbreaker for him because he loses
Mjolnir.
The M.
Yeah.
The M word.
Yes, it is a thing where Stormbreaker is a thing. Yeah. But I don't know why it's not named
None
like...
None of us can say the M word.
But I it's Mjolnir. I swear it's like Mjolnir. I don't know.
Mjolnir.
But like, how come this one's just called Stormbreaker? How come it's not called like Bjorken? Like,
it's not Swedish. Like, yeah.
It's not another...
Bjorken.
It's not a Nordic one. It's just from, you know...
Yeah, this one we call Stormbreaker. Because now the Americans are writing your story.
Yeah. We call it Bone Crusher.
But... Yeah,
I didn't like the shape of it as much as the traditional one.
Sure, of course.
But I did. I just enjoyed that story, that little piece of storytelling of them creating it,
right.
And then needing a handle
and Groot
for it,
sacrificing his arm.
That was really good.
Yes,
good stuff.
It was really good. And like the whole time, I was just like, this Thor story has got me jazzed
to the point because the first two were meh,
to the point where. When he shows up in Wakanda, I told you guys at the theater, I wanted to be the guy that like shouted out, "Oh hell yeah!" Like it got me so pumped when I saw it. I saw it first by myself, and I was just sitting there by myself, and I was like, I needed to like scream out
loud. Was there a room full of people or no?
There was. It was decent, but like. It hadn't been established that we were that kind of crowd. So I didn't want to be that guy. But it was like, I'm sure people would have just like agreed or whatever. Because when that moment happens, I was just like, oh my God. And like he shows up and what's his name? Banner's like, you guys are so screwed now. And I was like, yeah. Like, you guys are totally screwed. Like, I was on board.
All of a sudden, the axe is just going around, like, just busting through everyone.
Cool.
And that's the one that can, like, actually hurt Thanos.
Right. Well, that's the thing. They're like, this is made for a god. Like, only a god can wield this thing. Just like the old one, but this one's more powerful.
Yeah.
That was funny. It's always been a funny thing to me. This whole idea of who's the strongest and who has this and who would beat who. And then, if Hulk can't lift
the hammer, right.
Then clearly Thor can beat up Hulk.
But Thor, the hammer is nothing. It's light. It's nothing. It's not who's stronger. It's just you aren't worthy of carrying it. It only will let somebody worthy of it hold it.
Which is the Excalibur theme, kind of like
which is so funny. That's like the best part of Ultron when they're all like hanging out, like trying to like move the hammer or whatever. And Cap, like it budges like a teensy weensy bit. And he's like, huh? Like, anyway, that was one
you know, which is kind
of
cool because they kind of like hint at that moment of. Cap is badder ass than you think.
He's pure of heart.
He is.
And you think that same purity of heart is what like
it's part of it.
What made when he's holding Thanos back, you know, in that scene.
No, that's just because he's strong as fuck.
But Thanos, Thanos.
Well,
you know,
he's Captain America, man. Those steroids do wonders.
Yeah, soldier serum.
It's America ingenuity right there.
That's
all right. Yeah, we make the best super soldier killers.
We sure do. America. Captain. America, Captain. Thor's story arc through the thing got me super jazzed. Tony Stark's story arc was good. I thought when he got stabbed, I was like, oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Like I was ready for it, but I'm not ready for it.
Yeah.
Please no. And then I was like, oh, okay. He didn't die. Great. Because I thought for sure
he was
at
die
least
right
him or Captain America was for sure going to die. Like
and
martyr
it does,
martyr.
Yeah,
them,
and it does seem to make the most sense that Iron Man would go.
Right.
Because there's like, it also, because what we know outside of the universe about
right in
about,
real life, Robert Downey's like, I'm kind of over it.
Yeah.
Right.
So, interesting stuff. That's why it's hard to like,
right.
You know, that's why Peter Dinklage's appearance is hard to like brush aside because it's like,
there's already enough.
You start to like factor in everything else. And you shouldn't be factoring in Tony's, Robert Downey Jr.'s contract into the storyline, but it's hard to not do it with what you know. It's hard to not know all this brilliant stuff that we know.
But when he got stabbed, I was like, oh, no, oh, no. I'm not ready. I told myself I was ready, but I'm not ready, and I don't want it to happen. Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, that was rough. I was like, oh, did we just see it? Did we see it? But...
Nope. Guys, okay, we're all okay.
Cuddle in, guys.
Yeah, Dr. Strange is like, spare him. I'm like, what do you mean spare him? He has like a blade through his body.
Yeah, well, he also has his nanobots that are like, they do everything, whatever. Dr. Strange kicked ass in this movie, too.
Oh, like, he did, yeah.
Man, there's so many... I could just sit here and be like, I like Peter Parker, and I like Spider-Man, and I like this.
I really like, though, the continuity that they did, where, because you know that you'd be, like, sitting here for days going, like, oh, well, how come he didn't just, like, make a portal and then cut Thanos' arm off?
Right.
Just like they did with the other monster guy. It's like, well, because he was sitting there doing his however many outcomes, right. And he's like, nope. Yeah, that could happen, but then this would happen. Right. And so there's like a reason. He knows. Yeah, they made it. So he knows we have to go this route because this is the only way.
The one, especially when Dr. Strange is, that was a really interesting part of the story, too.
And that's why he suddenly turned, because he's like, if it comes between saving the Time Stone
or
you guys.
Tony specifically.
He's like, Tony. Or Spider-Man, I'm going to let you both die because I have to protect the Time Stone.
Oh, right.
And it's like, oh, did he just have a change of heart? And he's like, no, he knew.
Yeah, he just knows. Yeah. That, like, he says earlier, like you said,
why did you give him the thing?
If it comes down to
this
stone.
This is the only way.
Yeah.
Like, I've already seen it. This is the only way.
That's why he's like, we're in the end game now. And, like, you know that by him giving that up, you then know that he is going to die. Like, whatever. Yeah. Right. Like, he knows that he's goner, which is why he's like, It's the only way, Tony. Like, which means that he knows that Tony Stark, Iron Man, has something to do with beating Thanos, and he, Doctor Strange, does not. Which is why he was like, it's the only way. Like, I had to.
Now, did it...
Thanos had to do it. Like, he had to get it all. He had to snap. He had to. In order for us, or the good guys, in order for the good guys to win, all that shit had to go down.
Right. And, right. Yeah, that was a really brilliant plot point.
It's so good. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. So one of the things that I just kind of found interesting that it seemed at one point in the movie was like that there's these six stones.
Yeah, six.
Stones all throughout the galaxy that they seem to kind of plop. And like right to where the one was, like,
oh, he's like, and now I need this one.
Yeah, there's the other stone. They just get off the train. There's the stone right there. So I don't know. That just kind of made me giggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, the only person that goes where this that shows up where the stones are is Thanos.
Right.
But he mostly knows where they are. The Soul Stone he didn't know about. And that's the whole Gamora thing. Now, if I had to pick something that I didn't like about this movie, it would be Gamora.
Because why?
You didn't like Gamora?
I didn't like the storyline
or her
because I didn't like her. Now, the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie, Gamora kicks some serious ass. She's a no nonsense, take no shit from nobody, badass woman that's just gonna whoop your ass and be like, I'm out for revenge. I'm against my evil. Crazy dad Thanos, and I'm not stopping till he's goner. And then the second one, she's still mostly the same, kind of badass. She's kind of like softening up a little bit because she's hanging out with Peter the whole time. She's got a new family. She's kind of like taking down the shield a little. And then this movie, she cries the entire time, and she's weak and doesn't see anything coming. She's lost her intelligence. Like, she says, like, I want you to promise to kill me, and then... when she gets taken, she doesn't immediately try and offer herself. Like, it just, there's all these things that she seemed super contradictory to me. And then when they're there, finally she gives in for the Soul Stone. And, well, and before that, when, like, she literally tells Peter, shoot me in the face, kill me, because he cannot get it. I will not let him get it, because I know where it is. And then when she goes to the ship, after he doesn't kill her, because he tried, but he couldn't. But then he's torturing Nebula, and she's like, I'll tell you. And I'm like, you were gonna get shot in the face. I'm like, and now you, because he's like torturing your sister, you're like, okay, I'll tell you, which sure, I kind of get.
Maybe she'd like sacrifice herself, but what if she sees other people in pain? Because
maybe, but that's not her character. That's not who she is.
She like, also, like at the very beginning when they're talking about answering the distress call, which I thought was brilliant, like the one that whoever, whether it was like Loki or whoever was making at the beginning during the title credits,
right?
That's the call that they're answering. So it's like, oh, it all freaking like comes together.
Yeah,
but exactly. They're like, oh yeah, we'll save it because that's what we do. Or we'll steal, maybe we'll steal their ship or something like that. And then she's like, no.
I was like, you're a guardian.
Yeah.
Like, that's your team. Like,
yeah. So she's the one trying to like keep them on the right path, which, yeah, now that you're saying that, it's like, no, she was always kind of out for herself and to use whatever way.
And, you know, she, like I said, softened up in the second one to like be more part of the family or part of the team. But then in this one, it was just like, where did the badass woman go? And then, like, when they finally get to the Soul Stone and all this, and, like, Red Skull is like, you have to sacrifice the one thing you love. And she's like, dumb Thanos, you don't care about anything. And I'm like, it's you, you idiot. Like, like, what are you talking about? Like, how do you not know?
That was a little weird and off-putting, too. Maybe just because there's just so many moving pieces. It's hard to keep it all in place. But seeing Red Skull, I was like, what? Wait a minute.
I thought that was cool. I was like, oh, that's
So Red Skull is badder at, this is my thought, was badder ass than Thanos?
You know, he's kind of like, he's stuck. He's tortured.
I know, but it just kind of like play like that he's got some kind of power over Thanos, it seems like.
Well, you know, kind of. He's just stuck there with the Soul Stone.
And first of all, he's does he not die? I forget.
He gets zapped away. We don't know what happens.
So I think it's kind of like what you're talking about, where the Soul Stone
sucks you in, right?
And it's made him basically the like the tour guide or gatekeeper of the Soul Stone.
He's the knight at the end of Indiana Jones 3.
Yeah,
sitting
basically
there with the Grail. He's like, I can't die, and I watch everyone else show up and try and get this thing, and then they die because they suck.
Hmm.
Yeah,
that movie. You know, doesn't stick with me
very well. Indiana Jones?
The third one?
Yeah, dude, that's the best one. Was Sean Connery? Well, not the best one. The first one's the best one.
I was going to say,
Are
you talking? No. Temple of Doom is the best.
Oh, my God.
Mr.
Out.
Jones.
Gosh, oh, God. Anyway.
That movie's terrible.
Yeah, no, it is.
Temple of Doom?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Temple of Doom sucks.
Taking a raft out of the sky and landed on a mountain and skid down to safety. Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But it just bugged me that Gamora didn't seem to be Gamora.
Yeah.
Huh.
And like, yeah. And then she died, and I was like,
and the Hulk wasn't the Hulk.
I should have felt more when she died. But I was like, you're not who I care about. It just felt weird to me. Her story felt weird to me.
The only thing in my head that I'm using to say that this is okay is that we haven't really seen her with Thanos.
Right.
In any of the movies.
Uh-huh.
So she could, you know, she was with Ronan in the first, you know, Guardians.
Right.
And so I don't know how long she's been separated from Thanos other than the fact that, like, you know, she really hates him and has, you know, been off on these, you know, quests for him,
right.
You know, probably through other people. And she could have, you know, built up this big shell of like, oh, I'm going to murder you so hard. And then the first time, like,
she sees him
and it's just like, or she knows I'm getting closer to seeing him, right. And
how can I stay mad at you?
Well, no, but it's like there's got to be emotion.
Yeah,
there,
she could she could know her own weakness too, and just be like, Star-Lord,
I need your help.
Yeah, like I know, like I've been talking a game, but I don't think I can go through with this. So you're gonna have to kill me,
right? And then he tried, and then it was Bubbles. And then she tried to kill herself, and it was Bubbles. And I was like, you got a thing for Bubbles.
He was likable as all get out in the
Thanos?
In the movie. No.
Star-Lord?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Like, he was a highlight. Well, not the highlight, but he was definitely a highlight.
Oh, definitely,
because at first I thought that their whole appearance was just going to kind of be like a little...
That the Thor
gimmicky thing.
Thor Star-Lord scene was so good.
Oh, when they find him and he's like, his muscles are made out of some crazy mixed fiber. Stop touching his muscles. They're like, all right, guys, we have to get out of here.
Are you talking with a deeper
voice? No, this is my voice.
God, are you mocking me? No, you're mocking me.
That was funny.
Well, that's the thing. Like, he was like you said, he was great. But there was a lot of Guardians. It was a lot of Guardians. And I love the Guardians, but this movie had a lot of Guardians. And then it was such a bummer.
It was like, it was so many pieces of candy thrown at you.
No, it was just so many. Good. Like,
yum. Here's the Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay.
But even after the Star-Lord kill me scene, then we immediately like go to Drax just eating chips.
Right.
I'm so still.
Yeah. I'm invisible. God, Drax is so good.
He is good.
Yeah.
But then, like, in Peter, like, when they're on Titan, Iron Man's like, all right, we got to break it down and do this, do that. And he looks, are you yawning? Wait, are you yawning right now? He's like, yeah. See, the thing with your plan is it sucks. And then we don't hear the plan. But then when we actually see the plan, and Doctor Strange is, like, portaling everyone and, like, this and that, and, like, and his plan is working.
Yeah.
And Mantis drops down and, like, boom, she zaps him into, like, whatever, and they're trying to get the gauntlet off. And I was like, and he's like, for the record, this is my plan. But then he blows it because he gets so emotional.
He
does,
yeah. Like, he gets so emotional. When that happened, I was like, no.
Right.
But there has to be another movie.
Right. There has to be another movie. And see, this is why I don't mind listening to other people talk about this, because they brought up another valid point at that moment when they are having that moment and Peter's like, you killed her? What are you talking about? Ugh. And he's like about to lose it and go super emotional. You see Tony in the background, who's like, calm down, Peter. Like, we almost have this. Like, we just take a breath. And like, he's doing exactly what Iron Man did in Civil War when he found out Bucky killed his parents.
Yeah.
He was like, bah, 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 bah. And he lost it. And then that cost him a lot at that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, the Nerd On guys, like, made that correlation, and I was like, I never would have thought of that. And I was so glad that they were like, Tony sees what's happening to Peter because Tony's been there. And I was like, oh, shit, you're right!
Damn, good observation. Damn these guys!
And it was good, and I was like, oh, man, that adds so much more to that one little, like, come on, we almost got it, calm down, because he's in the back, like, he's just tugging on the thing.
Yeah. And it, like, it gets to, like, his paw.
Spider-Man just almost has it, and he's like, bam! And then, nope, then it's all destroyed. Damn it. It's rough.
I gotta go see it again.
Yeah, it's better twice.
I'm sure
it's better the fourth and fifth time, which I haven't seen yet.
Well,
I've only seen
it
twice.
If it wasn't for the stupid illness, I would have gone.
If it wasn't for
MoviePass
telling me I can't see it, I would have seen it four times.
I still have these AMC passes that I won from SeaWorld.
AMC passes, and also... you throwing it out there, Grossmont Center, $8.50.
Oh, nice.
So.
I ain't paying jack for this movie. I'm going free.
So what else happens? Vision, like, we didn't talk about
Vision.
Oh,
yeah, Vision.
Like, biting it, like, that sucked.
I actually, I didn't care about Vision that much in, like, Civil War.
Right.
But I realized I really liked Scarlet Witch and Vision. Like, that whole relationship got pretty built up.
It got me, too. I was like, oh, I believe this. Like, I believe this is a good thing for them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It seemed natural.
Well, and then also the whole Wakanda thing. Like, Shuri, when she's talking to Banner, she's like, how come you didn't do this or that and this? And he's like, oh, we didn't think of that. And she's like, you idiot. Like, basically, it's like, you dumbass. And he's like one of the smartest guys in the world.
Not
and he's
in like, Wakanda
oh,
world.
Right. Well, that's the thing. She's, what, 16, 17, 18, however old she's supposed to be. And she's like, you dumbass. And they're like, we can save him. And I'm like, oh. I wonder if she did something. Like, she had to do something. Like, there's something going on with her somewhere.
There is, yeah.
Like, because they were focusing on her trying to get the stone out a little too much. And then right when, like, the Dark Order gets in the room, and she's like, this is it. She, like, does something really quick and, like, whoosh, like, wipes away whatever she's working on. And I'm like, oh, what's up with that?
That's
like,
interesting. So it could not be over for Vision then.
Right. Maybe. Who
or
knows?
Anybody.
Right. Well, anybody. Right. But so. he totally got screwed.
Maybe everybody's living in Vision.
Right.
Right.
It's possible.
Suck everybody's souls into Vision.
Man, I feel like I could keep rambling on. Are we rambling at this point?
I think we're at a good spot.
Okay, well, we're going to play the official Matt movie review for you right now as well. So, Matt, you get to hear yourself.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
And And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Oh, hello there, and welcome to another edition of What Do I Know? I'm your plucky reviewer, Matt, and unlike Star-Lord, you can call me plucky. So, I just watched Infinity War, and boy, I am still processing this movie. It's a great film, not just from a Marvel fan point of view, but from an actual storytelling quality movie point of view. In this review, I will definitely be spoiling the movie, so you know the rules. Turn back now. Although if you're already listening this far into the podcast, I'm guessing the damage has been done. So, welcome to my spoiler-full review of Avengers: Infinity War. So with the release of Iron Man in 2008, Marvel Studios decided to begin the journey of making several movies over time that would all intertwine. This had not been done before, at least not to this level. It gave the movies an episodic feel, almost like a television series, or, dare I say, comic book. Now let's dive into a big reason why this movie is so great. Its villain, Thanos. By the way, Thanos is Greek for death. Some linguistics for you there. We've been seeing glimpses of Thanos since the post-credits scene in the first Avengers movie, and then the most in Guardians of the Galaxy. I was surprised because unlike the previous nastier occurrences of Thanos, the Thanos we got seemed to be less power-hungry evil guy and more this is what must be done for the greater good, dude. Thanos, as far as we know, doesn't want to dominate anything. He just believes with his whole being that the resources are finite, and in order for the universe to continue on and flourish, there needs to be balance, which unfortunately means wiping out a large portion of life. They gave him a great backstory to motivate his quest. Thanos' own home planet went to ruin due to imbalance, so he is devoted to what he sees as the only solution. They took what was, as far as we knew, a monstrous character and humanized him. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still want to see him utterly defeated and everything he did undone in the next movie, but Infinity War gave us more than a one-note baddie. It gave us an antagonist with depth. This is so important, especially in a comic book movie. We already know the heroes. We've spent time with them in other films. So to pull off a great comic book movie, the film has to be as much or even more so about the villain's journey as the hero. Now, there were a lot of heroes in this movie, and sometimes a recipe for chaos is having too many characters with too many plots in one film. I think Infinity War handled this well. It did it in a way not muddying up the overall story with too many plot lines. What we saw was a very complex story, or a movie with many moving parts to try to accomplish one ultimate goal. I felt that even though this cast was huge, everyone was used well. Yes, there were some characters that were less prominent. Falcon and Drax off the top of my head. Even though there were several factions of heroes, we focused on certain key team leaders and everyone else supported that. Tony's story in space was strange and Spidey. The Guardians with Gamora that directly continued through to Thanos. Thor's journey to get Stormbreaker. Then the rest of the Avengers on Earth with Vision and the Mind Stone. Focusing on a few key plot points and having ensemble support only helped to enhance the story utilizing everyone. The heartbeat of Infinity War was storytelling in the same way of a comic book. So it goes to show that the Russo brothers really know what they're doing. And that's fantastic storytelling. And of course, the gold performances. Along with the consistent, fantastic work of the usual gang, there are some great pop-up performances in this movie. Some of my favorite key bits were Peter Dinklage as Itri. We got some great chemistry between Vision and Scarlet Witch. Zoe Saldana was amazing with CGI Thanos, especially her heartbreaking death scene with Thanos for the Soul Stone. And speaking of heartbreaking, hats off to Tom Holland as he was disappearing into nothingness, pleading in scared desperation to a helpless Tony Stark. Ugh, gets me every time. Everyone nailed this movie. Avengers Infinity War definitely holds up to what it had promised. And even though it might not have been the joy-filled romp that the first one was, it's still a great movie. Maybe in the end it's a downer, but it's a well-told downer with great pacing, characters, and tons of action. Infinity War is entertaining and moving and a great first half of a story leading into the next, leaving the original Avengers left to make things right. But that's just my opinion. I say, assemble your heroic teams, ride that space donut to your nearest projection screening center, and engage in Avengers Infinity War again and again and again. That's all for this week. Next time, I'm going to the movies and ignoring anyone in need of help along the road because I'm watching Bad Samaritan. Until then, I'm Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Woo woo!
That's what's up. What's up?
Well, maybe we should make one that says Matt's What's Up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, 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 pump the brakes there. Hey, gotta hold it.
Another stellar job.
Yeah, absolutely. See,
I don't want to sell it short.
Well, no, it's not. That's the thing. We have like an hour long conversation, then he like wraps it all up in like a perfect little like neat little review bundle. It's like a couple minutes. I'm like, oh yeah.
There's a couple after this now. Like past me was saying things. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. We didn't like Peter Dinklage, and
I did.
Gamora was void of emotion. And
she wasn't void of emotion. She was a different character. But like her acting scenes were fantastic. Like she acted her ass off. Like it was good. But like it was just for me, the character was just like, I don't know. I don't think she'd be doing that.
But after we did have this conversation, I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, okay.
So well, Valitakes.
Don't go back Valitakes. On your review. Yeah. No. Don't go back. Your review
it was amazing.
Is what
everything
you think.
Peter Dinklage was the perfect gold choice for this movie. Nobody else could have done it.
You know that God damn it.
You, what?
What's the fucking movie that I hated?
Quiet Place?
Yeah. You know that sucked, right? There, screw up my whole joke. Yeah, right?
That was like watching a fucking puppy drown.
It was terrible. That was the worst. You should be the puppy.
Yeah, that was you know, did you know that?
Yeah, dude.
Well, oh, shit.
Yeah, and the whole school was watching. Wetting his pants?
What was that movie? What was that movie? I didn't like Quiet Place. You know the Quiet Place sucked. That's the joke you were trying to get out for 45 seconds?
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah, that's called timing. Timing.
Zoom to Titan. Yeah. So anyway, there's no time, so Biz, if you have a Westworld for us, I'm sorry, it's cut. I'm cutting it, and I say that, but if he's like, I sent one over, I'm like, fuck, I'm going to edit it in. But as I'm not planning on doing it, so it's gone. But thanks, Matt, for chatting with us about Avengers.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This was kind of cool, too, that this is the first... this is the first movie that we've talked about that you and I have gone to.
That we've actually seen together, right?
Yeah, and I got to see it with both of you guys, which is really nice.
No, it was bitching. You were like...
And I was in the middle. I had my two best dudes on the each side of me. It was great.
Well, because originally, because I saw it Sunday, last Sunday.
Right.
And you were supposed to see it that day.
But something happened.
And then you said it was sold out or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's right. I went to it, but
so,
I couldn't get in.
And so I was like, I knew that you were set up like 5:30 or something is what you were saying you were going to see it. And so I got there in my movie. It was like 4:00. And I was like, I'm turning off my phone, Infinity War time. And then when I got out of the movie, I assumed you were in the movie at that point. And so then I messaged like, holy shit! Like expecting when you got out to have that same reaction. And you're like, I haven't seen it yet. And I was like, so heartbroken.
Yeah, dude, when I saw your thing, I was like, God damn it. I'm like, I saw your text. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, don't send anything else. Like, I have not seen this movie yet. I was shut out. So, yes. I'm
holy
glad.
Shit. This was so bad.
Can you believe how terrible it was?
They're all dead. What? Motherfucker. So, yeah. Good.
And so then, like, literally the next day, you're like, round two today. And I was like, hey, I happen to be free right now. Don't mind if I do. Yeah, so it was cool that we got to see it at the same time.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's wrap it up. Do you have anything to plug or anything? No? No? Yes? No?
Not at the moment. I'm sure once Doctor Who starts up again, I'll have another podcast.
Excellent.
But for the nice.
Yeah.
Because you're good at it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. But for now, that about wraps it all up. And this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Matt.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
Okay. This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.